This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I really love having outdoor holiday containers in the winter. I get excited to swing by my local nursery and purchase spruce tops, cedar branches, winterberry holly, pine cones, or, oh gosh, any number of fabulous vines. I've found interesting twisty branches in my yard, or perhaps it was the neighbors, spray-painted them and poked them into the process. I've also spray-painted dried sedum. It's just so easy. But don't limit yourself to sedum. Hydrangeas would be great, or frankly, any number of interesting natural elements. Ornamental grasses, seed pods, even the winged branches of burning bush. Anything that catches your eye can be used either naturally or spray painted. And there are so many wonderful spray paint colors now, too. I tend to go with reds and golds, but that's me. Creating your own containers means you can pick and choose, put it together, take it apart, change it up, add lights, ribbons, bird nests, whatever. I'll have some pictures on gardenbite.com of my containers. This year, I chose to go more simply. I know that some local nurseries and garden clubs also hold evening and weekend classes to help you put something fabulous together. Remember, you can stuff your containers full. I usually start with my containers about half full of soil. This helps hold everything in place, then work from there. If the soil inside is frozen, I've heard of people using a drill to loosen it up. Once all my elements have been packed in, I pack it down again and then let it freeze. You can walk away and your display will last for months. You can find a lot of interesting branches of all kinds of evergreens as you wander through the woods. Just be sure to have permission to take them. Check out GardenBite.com and find my Garden Bite Facebook page. Share your festive containers. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.